from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thanks again if you joined us Friday in Cape May. We had a blast. It was a lot of fun. Live show. Probably our best crowd yet. And it was wonderful to see you. And thanks for being there. Our next show is September 6th. So we are off for the summer. We have a lot going on. We're headed to the Republican National Convention next month. We will be most likely, I presume, going to the Democrat National Convention at the end of August. And then we've got some other things going on, too, but we'll be back in Cape May on September 6th, so after Labor Day, so mark your calendar. Then we'll be back for Indigenous Peoples Weekend, kidding, Columbus Day weekend. That is in October. That will be the 12th. We'll be there for that. So we can celebrate my people together in Cape May, and maybe we'll have the Grand bring out one of those gigantic meatballs that they have. You missed it, DeSantis, because you disappeared after the show. I don't know where you go. We had Roslyn there, who's way out of your league, and I don't understand that for just 2 seconds. But
she had fun at the broadcast for like the moment she was there. I didn't realize she disappeared after like the first 15 minutes. She went to get her nails done and then went to the beach.
I love it. I mean, yeah. She's gorgeous. She's smart. What the hell is she doing with you? Nobody could understand this.
Don't bring it to her attention. She's clearly made a mistake, and it's best if she doesn't realize it.
We had dinner, and they brought out these. The giant meatball. You should see this thing.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Massive. I missed that.
And I suggested to the Grand that they rename it the Mama Zeoli Meatball. It's great. And it's got to be a 5-pounder. At least 5 pounds of a meatball. But they could call it the DeSantis, I guess. Not after you, but after Ron DeSantis.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think they've kind of gotten over that. But
Meatball Ron.
Meatball Ron, right? But the issue of the RNC, the question, of course, is will Trump be there? As of right now, sentencing is scheduled for July 11th, and the Republican National Convention is set to happen right around that same time. So we're set to begin on Monday, July 15th. Sentencing against Trump is July 11th. Interestingly, that day I'm doing double duty. I'm filling in for Dana Lash from 12 to 3 and then doing our show after that. So after the Kate May show, we had dinner. and got to see some people at Hemingway's. And we went over to Elaine's. It's a great bar in Cape May, great bar and restaurant, had some drinks there. And then the next day, me and Jimmy and Bridget, we had brunch together with Patrick and Shirley, who own Elaine's in Cape May. We talked about a whole bunch of different things, talked about a lot of different things. And then Jimmy and I drove up to see his comedy show up in Red Bank, and we grabbed a cigar. And we're sitting there having a cigar and just kind of hanging out. Neither one of us had any alcohol. We had more than our fair share the night before. We were talking about it, and Jimmy made the point. He said, well, what happens if they sentence him to house arrest on July 11th? And he can't go to the convention. He's got to Zoom in. I mean, it's an interesting dynamic, certainly. And then we talked about all the potential blowback that could occur that if they do that. Well, let's think about it. First of all, if they do sentence him on July 11th, and obviously that may not happen, but let's presume for a moment that they do, and they sentence him to house arrest, the Democrats will scream that it's unfair. All these people are in prison. He should have to go to prison. And they'll talk about the racial component, the criminal justice system's racist and blah, blah, blah. All right. If they actually send him to jail, and they won't because he's a first time offender, but let's assume not even an offender, but, you know, under the terms of the statute, I don't think he's an offender. I don't think he did anything wrong. And I don't think that this case is legitimate. But under New York Penal Code, as a first time offender, he probably would not be sent to prison, and also be a logistical and security nightmare. They could fine him and just let him go that way, but then the left would lose their mind even more. They didn't do all this to let Donald Trump be free. They're doing all this so they could keep him confined in some capacity. So they say, your house arrest, we're going to throw an ankle monitor on you and you can't go anywhere. And he says, his attorneys say, well, we've got the convention coming up. And they go, we don't care. Now, if they do that, if they put an ankle bracelet on him and he can't leave New York, he's not allowed to leave his house. He's got to stay in Trump Tower. The left will be screaming about the disparity, the racial disparity of our criminal justice system. Common sense people should be screaming about the fact that the Republican nominee for president can't leave his house and campaign. So immediately you need to challenge that. It needs to go to the highest court possible. And the question becomes, how is it fair? How is it in the interest of democracy for the Republican nominee for president not to be able to campaign? Now, there was a time in this country when presidential candidates did not campaign. Did you know that? Back in the day, the early days of the Republic, they didn't campaign. They thought it was beneath them. So they would send out their surrogates to campaign and they would just kind of hang out and wait, see who won. But it was beneath them to go and actually campaign. Well, times have changed. Now, you got to get out there now. You got to be in front of the people. They want to see you. They want to meet you. They want to shake your hand. They want you to give them a hug and a kiss babies and all that. If they put an ankle bracelet on him and he can't go out and campaign, I mean, that is you talk about the threat to democracy, even though we don't have a democracy in this country. But you're giving the guy who's running as a nominee for one of the two major parties, you're not going to let that guy be on the campaign trail? Really? And they would do that. They would. I mean, they would stoop to that level. They didn't go through all this trouble just to let Donald Trump be free so that they can turn around and go, gotcha. Now, I hope you learned your lesson. No, they want to cripple him, hobble him. It's possible that there may be a court maneuver between now and July 11th and the sentencing doesn't happen. But you could have a situation where we're all in Milwaukee. We're all in Wisconsin. We're hanging out. Everybody's there. And we'll still go because even if Trump does not come, all the people will be there. All the speakers will be there and whoever his VP nominee is. And you'll have all the big wigs and we will be on Radio Row and we'll still go. It'll be very unique, though, the final night when the nominee accepts the nomination. And, I mean, they'll do it right. They'll have American flags, a backdrop, maybe a small group of people there in the apartment. And well, the apartment, you know, his I don't know, it's really an apartment, what Trump has, but at Trump Tower, and they can all watch. But it'll be just very different. And I wonder how that plays with the American people. I have to think. The American people will turn around and think this is utterly ridiculous. I think it's what will happen. I do. I think they'll think it's ridiculous. It's just stupid. It looks stupid. But the other issue, of course, then, is what happens if the Democrats decide Joe Biden blows it so badly Thursday night? And I said this point on Fox News today. You got to wonder why they're doing this in June. I mean, this morning was, in our house, a total, utter S show of chaos. Between getting Patrick to football camp, Claire to theater camp, and Reagan to her little day camp that she's going to for a few hours, it's madness. It's crazy. And I had to go into the city to, you know, go do the Fox News hit. So I had to find a tie. And then I don't like ties. I'm not a big tie guy, but I asked, well, I'm not, I don't like them. But I did a quick poll of the Zioli Army, and Susie Cool said, wear a tie. It's debate week. And I said, all right, I'll take your advice. So I threw one on. I got to return its clip on. I got to return it by 5 p.m. The Gap kids. And somehow we managed to get them all out of the house. But I keep thinking to myself, like, I live for this stuff, and I don't want to see a freaking debate Thursday night. This is my world. This is literally my world. I was talking to somebody today. They go, do you like baseball? I said, I love baseball. And they start bringing up baseball. I'm like, I don't understand anything you're saying to me right now. I love watching it. I love it. And I know some of the players. I don't know, but you can't ask me anything beyond that. Now, if you want to know how many electoral votes a particular state has, I could talk to you about that. If you want to know my strategy and how you get to the magic number that you need to become president of the United States, I can talk that with you, but I can't talk about sports stats. I don't understand. It's like speaking in Mandarin Chinese to me. It really is. I'm incapable of understanding any of that. But even I don't really care to watch a debate this coming Thursday night. I really don't. It's summer. Like, nobody. So outside of me and you, we love this stuff. Who the hell really is watching this? So what is the strategy here? Why do this in June? What is the point of this? If it's not to either create this big scenario whereby Joe Biden ultimately has to get out of this race. I've told you before, this country is not run by the president. This country is run by very powerful people who make a lot of money off of policies in Washington. And if they think that that's going to change, they will push Joe Biden out of this race. I'm tired of people saying to me, Joe Biden, it's up to him. It's not up to him. It's not up to him. Stop it. Don't be silly, because they got the goods on him. All the dirt that's on that laptop, the big guy, all the business dealing, they have all that on him. So they can essentially now politically blackmail the guy to get out of the race. It's not illegal. I mean, it probably is, but then again, the people doing it are people with lots of power and lots of influence and lots of money. It's not like you're going to get in trouble for doing it. What they won't do, they're not going to roll the dice on this guy if they think he's going to lose. And if they put Trump in an ankle bracelet and he does the Republican National Convention via Zoom, well, I'm telling you, that's going to backfire. I know the Democrats think that that's going to make him look like a convicted felon, but it's not, because he's going to stand there in a suit. He's going to have American flags behind him, and he's going to talk about how this is crazy, how this rogue prosecutor is not letting him be with the people, not letting him go out and campaign, not letting him go out and meet the people of the United States and talk to them and tell them about what he wants to do as president. And I think that backfires. I mean, hell, you put him in a jail cell, that backfires even worse. Oh, big time. If you put him in a jail, there are people on the left who will literally, they will have, you know, those sensations that you have when you have relations. You know what I'm talking about. They will. They'll be that excited. Like, for example, Tubin may need some alone time. He'll be that excited about it. Or he won't even need alone time. You should give him alone time. He doesn't need it. He doesn't work. But you should just give him some. Trust me on this. Oh, they'll love it. They'll love it. But outside of that, people are going to think it's ridiculous. It's freaking ridiculous. And when they realize that backfires on them too, and Biden Thursday night goes into this debate, hopped up on his cocktail of Adderall, Red Bull, and whatever cocaine's left from the dogs at the White House, if he doesn't have a great night and you keep hearing people say they may have to think about making a change, Van Jones is saying that because A, he does want to lower expectations, but B, Van Jones knows that they may have to make a change, because here we are. It's the end of June. Biden's numbers are not moving in a positive direction. I'm sorry, but they're not. All these stories you've been hearing lately, like Matt Drudge is a slime ball. All these stories about Trump's poll numbers slip. You're talking about national polls. I've told you before, there are several Zioli axioms when it comes to polling. So number one, people lie to pollsters all the time about who they're voting for. Number two, people don't lie to pollsters about their feelings about things. So when a pollster does have the opportunity to chat with somebody about how they feel about this country, people are always honest about it. Number three, you never ever take a national poll in a presidential election seriously, because we don't have a national election. We have 50 different elections that all add up to the 280 votes needed to become the president of the United States in the Electoral College. It's not a national election. So throw it out. National polls are useless, meaningless, and stupid. The other zodiacism when it comes to polling is any poll that uses registered voters, throw it out. Rip it out. To quote Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society, throw it out. It's useless, meaningless. But you look at the battleground states and you look at the polling data coming out of the battleground states and you look at those numbers right now and you see that Trump, it's not, I mean, Biden has not moved. Biden hasn't moved. So he kicks it out of the, knocks it out of the park. That's a sports analogy. In such a way Thursday night that the game's changed in a big way. Or they wind up maybe potentially putting an ankle bracelet on Trump and he still crushes it via Zoom and looks ridiculous and at the convention, I mean. Biden does not have a good debate night and they realize they are really, they're stuck here. I'm just saying there's a lot of different scenarios and possibilities that could play out between now and then. But assuming that we are headed to the convention, assuming Trump's in person to accept the nomination and announces his vice presidential pick very, very soon. And it's June, it's July, August. People aren't even tuned in and paying attention until September. So we're very early in all this. But the one thing I do know Thursday night is that you're dealing with moderators who are very biased against Trump. No question about it. Here's a little montage. We started it, but I cut it off because of Jake Tapper saying that for millions of people, their long national nightmare is over. That alone should disqualify him from moderating this debate. But let's start it over, Matt, if you don't mind. And this is a montage of Jake Tapper and Dana Bash attacking Donald Trump and praising Joe Biden. Take a listen.
Now the Trump presidency is coming to an end. It has been a time where truth and fact were treated with disdain. It is a time of cruelty, an era of just plain meanness. For tens of millions of our fellow Americans, their long national nightmare is over.
There's a lot for President Biden to tout. Americans don't seem to be giving him the credit. Why is that, and what does he have to do to turn that around?
He certainly met the moment they wanted him to be a fighter. And boy, fight did he deliver. Trump's claim about Biden orchestrating the trial is baseless. Allegations with absolutely no evidence that he was making against President Biden, that he is behind all of the prosecutions. There's no evidence that Joe Biden was involved. There's no evidence, absolutely no evidence, that Biden himself was involved. Donald Trump is now the presumptive Republican nominee for president. U.S. intelligence agencies are reportedly preparing to share classified briefings with him. Should Donald Trump receive intelligence briefings?
Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad, although I don't know what his about his commitment to it here in the United States. And we are waiting for former President Trump to make his first formal remarks. We're not carrying his remarks live because, frankly, he says a lot of things that are not true and sometimes potentially dangerous. That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace, primarily because of President Trump lying, maliciously attacking the son of the vice president.
You just took the words out of my mouth. You used some high-minded language. I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show.
The president does not think he's going to win this election, and he wants to bring the rest of us down with him.
I just got, I saw this, Newsweek wrote a story, Matt DeSantis, about my tweet, and others too, about Caroline Levitt getting cut off from CNN this morning. And I got a Google alert about this, so it's pretty funny. I'll really read you the headline here of this. This is funny. MAGA tears into CNN after Trump press secretary cut off and said that they're afraid. So this was Newsweek. Alia Shoaib, who is their freelance news reporter, wrote this piece. They write, Rich Zeoli, a Philadelphia radio presenter, who, what is that? I'm a presenter? What the hell does that mean?
Makes me think you're standing up there with like a PowerPoint presentation or something.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? Rich Zeoli, a radio, Philadelphia radio presenter who has interviewed Trump in the past, and they linked to that, wrote in a post on Twitter, now that's just rude, CNN. throwing Caroline Leavitt off like that, Coward News Network. So I'm grateful to Newsweek to put me in this article, along with the Trump War Room and Mike Engelman and a bunch of other people, too. That's pretty cool. It's a good day for us, DeSantis. We're getting a lot of good press.
Yeah, you're all over the place today.
I know. Fox News that I went viral.
The Pressler tweet went viral as well. I saw that had 41,000 interactions.
41,000?
Yeah.
Wow. How about the tweet from the Trump MAGA War Room today where they retweeted my comment about on Fox News? What do we got at that?
Give me a second. I can pull it up.
Carrie, I got to tell you, Carrie Nelson, who is a sweetheart to meet her, she and her husband drove all the way from Massachusetts. She writes, "Tube sock only needs alone time from the waist down. Put him on a computer or sit him at a table. It's all he really needs." Referring to Jeffrey Toobin. I denounce that. That's just rude, quite frankly, and gross. Disgusting. Tube sock.
Who was that from? Carrie?
From Carrie?
Yeah, it was nice finally meeting her.
Yeah, she drove all the way down from Massachusetts, she and her husband.
Yeah.
That was great. And she's part of the picture of all the Zioli Army hotties that took the picture. All the beautiful women of the Zioli Army, they all took a wonderful picture together. That was the highlight of Friday, if you ask me.
By the way, your MAGA War Room tweet, or post, I should say, that has over 10,000 interactions. So you're very popular today.
We're very popular today. This is a good day. This is a good day for us. I like it. And Snopes has finally corrected the record on Donald Trump and Charlottesville. So I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to share what happened with that, finally 7 years later, correcting the record. But you listen to this montage of Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, you got to ask yourself, how can these people actually be moderators? Oh, and Trump just called for a debate test, a drug test before the debate. He said, let's do a drug test before the debate. I'll take one, and Sleepy Joe can take one, too. And he asked me today on Fox News, I said, oh, he's definitely going to have an IV of something in his arm, no doubt about it. They'll hop him up on something. But yeah, they should. The drug test is a great idea. See if he's juicing. See if he's hanging with Lance Armstrong. I think it's a great idea. How can you have these two moderated debate? This is the issue, though. We get journalists, so-called journalists, these people in the media with their credentials to ask questions. But we know where they stand. They hate this guy. Why did the Trump team agree to it? Because they have to. I've been asked this question a million times. You can't not agree to it. You got to do it. You get on stage and do it, and you know do your best. All these things are essentially fixed. They are. I mean, they're rigged. Just got to do it, though. There's no other way around it. And I think you're going to see Trump going after the moderators, too, most likely, which would be very entertaining. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Here's the other thing, too. Oh, what was that, Matt? What were you going to say?
Oh, Jeff Van Drew, we had him on Friday. He said that he advised Trump not to take the debate under these terms, but Trump's going to do it because he's brave.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Van Drew, and we posted that on social for you. He said this is going to be rigged, this debate. It's rigged against him. Latest state polling from Emerson has Trump leading in the following states: Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and tied in Minnesota, which hasn't elected a Republican statewide many, many years. So ignore national polls. They are fugazis. Ignore polls of registered voters. They are fugazis. And you'll be fine if you accept those Zioli axioms. All right, listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They're fantastic. My great friends over there. And I love the fact that they stand with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So everything we do here, we do because of our wonderful sponsors. And they are the studio sponsors. That's right, the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. And if you've been by the dealership in a while, you've noticed they're going through a renovation. Do not let that dissuade you. I was there recently, picked up my new XC60, a great SUV. Love it, spacious, beautiful, and it was a great experience. And right now is a great time to visit Cherry Hill Volvo because of, on top of the amazingly competitive prices, Costco members get an additional $1,000 off. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect car, and they always go the extra mile for their customers. They have ample inventory to choose from, and they're ready to meet you today. Maybe it's the XC90. I saw somebody tweet out that they bought an XC90, and they love it. They love driving it because they love the third row. It's the ultimate family car. It really is. There's nothing better. You don't want to get a minivan. Come on, those aren't cool looking. No, definitely not. No, Paul Brock, Paul 31, he said, I listen to Rich every day. He has a keen mind and incredible wit. His analysis about current events is spot on, too. Because of Rich, I purchased a Volvo XC90. The whole family loves it. Rich is the closest talk show host to Rush than anyone, anyone. Well, that, sir, is incredibly high praise. I am undeserving of it, but thank you. But certainly, I'm grateful that you bought a Volvo from our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. It means a lot. It really does. It means a lot. Thank you. We couldn't be here without great sponsors, and Judith is the best. So go see them today, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Scioli. Welcome to the show. One second here, real quick. 855-839-1210 is the number. And all right, so let's welcome to the show. William Peugeot is the Strategic Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. And he joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. How are you today?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you being here. Let's talk about the RNC and money. How are we doing with it?
Well, we're doing well. We just had a record-smashing historic month, several months, actually, really since co-chair Laura Trump, and we had Chairman Whatley really supercharging fundraising, and we've had really unprecedented amounts of fundraising. And especially after the sham trial conviction, we had $70 million raised in smaller donations just over the course of 48 hours. And 30% of the donors who donated were brand new to the campaign, which shows that not only are we raising money, but people are stepping up. They're seeing those sham trials. They're seeing the disaster of Joe Biden and the weaponization of the justice system, saying enough's enough and getting involved. So we're really seeing these eye-popping numbers, and the Biden campaign is panicking because of it.
Yeah, a lot of these donors, too, am I understanding it correctly that a lot of them are smaller dollar donors?
Yes, yes, that's what $70 million actually is, small dollar donors. And that's what's so important about this in terms of seeing the wide number of people that are getting involved. What Joe Biden is relying on a handful of fundraisers in deep blue cities from limousine liberals. That is his fundraising strategy because they have no enthusiasm on the Democrat side. We're seeing the reverse on President Trump, where everyone across the board is supporting him that really wants to get back to common sense, make America great again policies. So we're seeing that enthusiasm. We're seeing people step up and donate what they can, even in this Bidenomics environment that is leaving so many people worse off. It just shows the enthusiasm and the desire for the American people to get back to the roaring, booming economy, secure border, and safe country we had under President Trump.
I just want to be, it's Tommy, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We had William down for some strange reason, but Tommy Peugeot is the Strategic Communications Director for the RNC, and it's great to have him with us. I appreciate you being here. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tommy Peugeot, P-I-G-O-T-T. The other thing, too, is that I know when Laura Trump and co-chair Whatley were in town recently in Philadelphia, and I got to see them, and they were both on the show. We talked about securing the vote, protecting the vote, and getting all these poll workers. And I know that that's essential to the election coming up. It really is. And I'm glad you guys are on top of this, because what I think a lot of people are worried about right now is that they can't trust the process. And what I don't want to have happen, and I keep saying this all the time, is I don't want to be in a situation where we are going to this into this with a very, very depressed mood, or we already have this defeatist attitude, because that will become our reality. So give us the overview, Tommy, of how we can ensure that we're going to have a very secure election.
Yeah, well, I think two things. One, it's on everyone to really have the opposite attitude, I think, in terms of we need to make this too big to rick. That's the first step of this. If you don't vote, your vote will not be counted, regardless. So you need to get out and vote, and you need to make sure your friends and family vote. Go to Swamp the Vote USA to make sure that you're making that commitment to vote. And that connects the second part of this, which is the unprecedented election integrity program that we have at the RNC and the Trump campaign. We're building a 100,000-person-strong election integrity program. Those are poll observers, poll watchers, to make sure that we can respond in real time to make sure that we respond to any issues that we see. And on top of that, before election season, now that we have because of this early voting, before the people actually start beginning casting votes, we're fighting in the courts as well. We're engaged in over 90 lawsuits when it comes to election integrity. A recent one that we filed was in Burlington, Vermont, where Democrats are trying to allow non-citizens to vote in American elections, which is absolutely outrageous. We're also engaged in legal action in Michigan when it comes to protecting mail voting safeguards. So we're involved across the board to make sure we have rules that people want to see, but we need to make sure that people vote. And again, one more thing in terms of making sure people vote, people have to make sure that they have that plan to vote and vote early if possible, because if you're going out there and you see something like, for example, a voting machine's down and you go on the first day of early voting, you have many more options to make sure your voice is heard. If you wait to the last moment, not only are we using resources to reach out to you, which we could be using to reach other voters, but it's possible that we're going to have to respond in a much shorter time frame than if we see those things coming in advance. So that's part of our strategy. We're dedicated to it. And our co-chair says that's our main focus at the RNC, making sure that we have a secure, transparent, and fair election system.
You retweeted this tweet today from End Wokeness. I love their stuff. They do great stuff. Trump versus Biden ordering food in Philly. And it's hysterical to watch Biden standing there with the mayor, Sherelle Parker, and he's totally clueless. And then there's this mob of people around Trump. When Biden went to Wawa and Trump went to this cheesesteak place in North Philly. It is remarkable, though, how night and day these two people are. It really is.
It is. And it's telling that the Biden campaign won't let him do anything without staging it. That event in that Wawa was completely staged. They're on video telling everyone in that Wawa exactly what Biden is going to do. And I think it goes to this broader story. We're seeing this cheap fakes line out of the White House these days where they're terrified of unedited clips of Biden getting out there because they know the American people have concerns about this. But it goes to the broader story where if the Biden campaign actually wanted to put these concerns about Joe Biden to bed, they would put him out there more in unscripted environments, but they don't. They don't do that because they share these same concerns. I think that's the only conclusion you can draw. And the American people are going to believe their own eyes when they see the enthusiasm and the energy of President Trump and the fact that Joe Biden cannot do anything without seeing perpetually confused.
Yeah, it's bad. And I'm worried about this debate Thursday night in the sense that he'll be hopped up on something, no doubt about it. They'll give him the IV cocktail. But I saw Trump just call for a drug test, which I think is a very smart strategy. But I've been playing audio, Tommy, of these CNN moderators. They are so anti-Trump. Jake Tapper literally said that for millions of Americans, when his presidency ended, their long national nightmare was over. Then he compared him to Hitler a bunch of times. Dana Bash going out there and talking about how they won't even play clips of Trump because he lies all the time. How can we honestly take these two people seriously as moderators?
Well, it's going to be 3-on-1. I think that's what it's going to be. We're going to see President Trump go in there, not just against Joe Biden, but against the moderators. They do have that long history. And anytime you bring up that history on CNN, we saw this morning, the microphone gets cut. You get censored and you get kicked off the air because CNN is not willing still to report obvious facts. It is going to be 3-on-1 when it comes to this debate, but President Trump's a fighter. President Trump has the record to back up what he's saying. So he's a great messenger. He has that record. We do see that Joe Biden and their team are already trying to lower expectations. They're basically saying that if Joe Biden goes up there and doesn't faint, that somehow he's won this debate. But in reality, Joe Biden has to defend his record. That's what he has to do. And it's an indefensible record. So I'm sure the moderators will do everything they can to help Joe Biden out. But the bottom line is, everything's more expensive, everyone's less safe, and we're being laughed at all over the world under Joe Biden, and we got to change it.
You know, you say if he doesn't faint, I think if he doesn't become a corpse, that's the bar so low for him right now that that's all he has to do is just not be dead. And I think they'll claim a win is what they're going to wind up doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we saw that with the State of the Union already. I mean, the State of the Union, I thought it was an absolutely terrible one. I mean, he had massive volume control problems and just randomly screaming at certain points in the State of the Union. And they went out there and said, look, he didn't get lost on his way to the podium. Isn't it a great success? I mean, there's only one hot hallway there, right, that he goes down and didn't get lost. And they were giving him a pat on the back. So it's going to be the same thing. But again, the record's the record. Biden has to defend it, and he just can't because it's indefensible.
Yeah, it's funny, too. There's no live audience there, Tommy, and I was thinking about this, too, because whenever Biden is speaking in front of an audience and he's hopped up, he starts yelling at the crowd. You remember that during the State of the Union address? He starts yelling at people. Like, he becomes like a bad nightclub comic who starts going after the hecklers. So they probably said, we cannot have people in here. I mean, Trump feeds off that energy, but Biden gets distracted and starts challenging people to, you know, push-up contests and that sort of thing. So probably another reason for that. Tommy Pigeot, thank you for your hard work here for the Republican National Committee. Follow Tommy on Twitter at Tommy Pigeot, P-I-G-O-T-T. And come back and talk to us again. This was fun.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Now, the Snopes story. Somebody just sent me a nasty message because they waited in the car for an hour and I didn't get to the Snopes story. My show goes till 7. So I tease things all the time. I'm on the air till 7, though. I will try very hard to make sure that I get everything I'm done by the time you get home from work. But you can keep listening, you know, Darren. And Darren sends this note. Waited for my hour drive to find out about Snopes. Well, I'm home now and nothing about Snopes yet. Glad you had a nice breakfast and the kids are doing well. I guess it's to the internet to Google the Snopes thing. Oh, I think he's being snarky. I think you're being snarky, Darren. But you're not listening now, so it doesn't matter, right? So I just simply wrote back and said, my show goes until 7. I can't get it all in for your car ride, pal. I got 4 hours. I got to plan a 4-hour show and try very hard not to do the same topics over and over again because people like to listen to all 4 hours. But next time, Darren, do me a favor. You send me exactly the time you're in the car and the stories you'd like me to talk about in that time period. I will do my best to make sure I get those stories in while you're in the car. All right? And if we have guests scheduled or something else comes up, I'm going to shove that aside to make sure I cover the stories you want to hear while you're in the car. Because God forbid you had to listen on the app or on the podcast later or the next day. I would never want to put you through that kind of a ordeal, ever. So from now on, you send us a note with time. Everyone can do this now in the Zioli Army. In fact, we're going to welcome this. We're going to be the first conservative talk show host in America where we're going to take requests, not requests like music, topics and times. So you can say, I'm going to be in the car at 4:47. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. And I will do my best at 4:47 to bring you that story. Okay? And if we got to cancel, I don't care who it is. If it's Trump himself, we're going to say, Mr. President, I'm sorry. Darren is in the car and he wants to hear the milk story. He's going to be furious if he doesn't hear it while he's in the car.
We actually should do that one Friday. Let the callers choose the topics for an hour.
So kind of in the spirit of Rush with Open Line Friday, it'll be Open Topic Friday.
Yeah.
You choose the topic, and then I'll just riff on it.
I think that might be fun, actually.
All right. I mean, we don't prep for the show anyway, so might as well do it like that. I like it. Oh, that's great. I love it. He says, this is what he literally says here. My drive is from 3:30 to 4:30. Tighten up. Okay. I will. In that time, we had David Urban on. We had a guest from the RNC. I went through the analysis of the debate moderators, and I went through the analysis of Trump's polling data. But I didn't get to the story you wanted. I'm sorry about that. So we'll tighten up here. We'll change the whole strategy, Darren. Just for you. Okay? Just for you, pal. No problem. You tell me every day. You send a note every day what you want to hear about in your hour drive. We'll cover it for you, all right? No matter what. No matter what's happening. And if the Supreme Court comes out and announces the decision on, say, presidential immunity, but Darren's topic is on, we're going to wait on that. Okay? Good. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Listen, my buddy, my friend, my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria, is the absolute best. The master of implant dentistry. I've been telling you about him for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Mike Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. Give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you will not be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Great guys. As a matter of fact, Wednesday morning, Bridget has an appointment with him. She's getting new caps, I guess they are. Or I forget exactly, veneer or something. Anyway, she's getting them Wednesday morning. The finals. She has the temps on right now. She's getting the finals Wednesday morning with Dr. Mike. So yeah, when people say, hey, does your family really go to Dr. Mike? Yes, we all do. Patrick, Claire, Reagan, and of course, Mama Zioli first discovered Dr. Mike Veneria for our family. But people have been going to him for decades. Mike Veneria, my buddy and my friend, Veneria Dental, Sleepnow.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
That's some great tweets here. Muggsy Dew says, let's do a new segment. What's on Darren's cut sheet? John Housen says, my commute is only 15 minutes. Can you cram all 4 hours into 15 minutes? But this I really... So, and, let's see. The Greater Chris, just got out of a conference call. I need a rundown of everything you said between 4:07 and 4:38. Go. Wait. I'm in the car. I got to get in the car. Give me 2 minutes, then go. Excellent. This is true. Philly Talk points out, 3 years ago, you teased a story on a Thursday, didn't get to it, then promised you would do it the next day. Then you took Friday off. I'm still mad. So many pins in that Zioli voodoo doll that day. That's outstanding. That's really great. Jimmy says, I don't discriminate and I welcome any time to get back on a topic, especially when your guests do not say former President Trump. Thank you, Jimmy Matthews, for that. Very good stuff. Excellent. We'll keep it coming. And apparently the stream is down. I don't know if the Odyssey stream is working or not. I might have said Soros' name too much on Friday, I guess. I don't know. It's possible. Anyway, who knows? Brian says, Zioli and Stunt Brain are the two hosts on the station who tend to cut off callers who disagree with them. First of all, I don't take callers. That's number one.
It is difficult to cut someone off if you're not speaking to them.
Yeah, it's very hard for me to cut off callers since I rarely take them. But sometimes when I do, I cut them off only because I just got distracted by something and I got to make sure I get to Darren's topic. So it's nothing personal against them. All right, well, let's get to the Snopes story. So if you remember, there was a little thing in Charlottesville years ago, and the media lied and lied and tried to destroy Trump over this. Well, Daily Caller has this. Snopes finally corrects the record on the notorious Trump hoax 7 years later. Snopes is a fact-checking website, and you might go there from time to time to find out what it's going to say. They issued a correction for the infamous "very fine people" line that Trump used, as well as had used against him 7 years later. Trump delivered remarks on August 15th, 2017. It was a news conference following violent protests in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. For years, Democrats latched onto a claim Trump called neo-Nazis and white supremacists "very fine people" by taking Trump's comments out of context. Snopes set the record straight ahead of Thursday's 2024 presidential debate, acknowledging the presumptive 2024 Republican nominee said neo-Nazis and white supremacists should be condemned totally. In a news conference after the rally protesting the planned removal of a Confederate statue, Trump did say there were very fine people on both sides, referring to the protesters and the counter-protesters. He said in the same statement he wasn't talking about neo-Nazis and white nationalists, who he said should be condemned totally. Snopes now agrees, 7 years later. Snopes cited social media posts from spring 2024 for their reevaluated false rating of the claim. In a full clip of the August 2017 exchange, Trump told the reporter he was not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists. Snopes also provided a transcript of the interaction in the piece. The reporter began by asking if Trump, if he puts alt-left and white supremacists on the same moral plane. Trump responded he was not putting anybody in a moral plane and that the group the reporter called the left came at the other side with clubs. So I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to share two things with you. First of all, what Trump actually said, Matt, I'll send you this, and then the spin that was used by Joe Biden. So first of all, let me play you as you pull up that clip, Matt. This is Joe Biden, what he said after Charlottesville, what he's been saying for years, the lie that he's been saying for years. Take a listen.
Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there in August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic vile herd across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans. And a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation.
That's enough. Thank you. That's a total lie by the President of the United States of America. Total lie. But that's what they do. It's propaganda. The propaganda corporate media runs along with it, and Biden just lies about this. Here, I'll play you the clip, but here's a direct quote from Trump. Quote, "I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly." As Greg Price points out, this is not a gray area. The media has run a multi-year misinformation campaign to push a lie that Trump called the neo-Nazis good people. Joe Biden regularly campaigns on this lie. The press has always been liberal, but you shouldn't have to be a Trump fan to see how truly dangerous organized misinformation of this sort really truly is. It's exactly correct. And Snopes finally updated this 7 years later. Here's what Trump said that day. And it is infuriating that we have to correct the record like this, but we have to, because they're all in it together. You know, big tech, Snopes is part of big tech, corporate media, government, the unholy triad. This is what Trump said back then in Charlottesville. Take a listen.
That were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now we're going to take down his statue. So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
Who was treated unfairly, sir? I'm sorry, I just didn't understand what you were saying. You were saying the press has treated white nationalists unfairly?
No.
I just didn't understand what you were saying.
No. There were people in that rally, and I looked the night before. If you look, they were people protesting very quietly the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. I'm sure in that group there were some bad ones. The following day it looked like they had some rough, bad people, neo-Nazis, white nationalists, whatever you want to call them. But you had a lot of people in that group that were there to innocently protest and very legally protest because, you know, I don't know if you know, they had a permit. The other group didn't have a permit. So I only tell you this. There are two sides to a story. I thought what took place was a horrible moment for our country, a horrible moment. But there are two sides to the country. Does anybody have a final? Does anybody have? You have an infrastructure.
So you clearly hear him say, not the white nationalists and the neo-Nazis, they should be condemned. I'm not talking about them. You clearly hear him say that. And you also talk about him saying that there were people on both sides who were very fine people, because there were people who were protesting and wanted the statue removed, who had clubs and they were Antifa and they were whack jobs. So that 7 years later, Snopes has corrected the record. So up until now, if you had gone on there and said, did Trump say very fine people, that neo-Nazis and white supremacists were very fine people, up until today, it would have said true. Now it's false. You see what I mean? It's absurd. It really is absurd. But the best part of this, and I'm glad that Snopes has done the right thing. Finally, I'm glad that the record is set straight. I'm glad that we could remind you of how this was twisted by the left and the media. But the best part about this is that Darren has missed this entire topic. And that's what makes me really happy. More than anything. Trump's vindicated. Great. Snopes looks like a bunch of jackass liberals who are just trying to hurt him. Great. But Darren missed this entire story. Boom. Everybody wins. Love it. Just kidding, Darren. I know you're not listening, though, so you can't hear anything I'm saying. So it doesn't matter. So it's yelling at if a tree falls in the woods, right? Listen, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up. If you are thinking about getting that dental procedure done, please reach out to Dr. Mike Veneria. He is the master of dental implants. Schedule your free consultation at 856-786-2020 or visit veneriadental.com. He is the sponsor of the hour, VANARIA, veneriadental.com.
Rick Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.